Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to Spiritual Perceptions from Smoky, California. I'm your speaker today, Janet Thornburg, also known as Daisy 644478 at keen.com for readings. My health tip for August in my source is FCNA Medical Publishing book, the Kitchen Table Book. How to have better vision. Fish protects your eyes from serious conditions. Fish cuts down on cataracts. Eating fish 2 to 3 times a week lowers your risk of cataracts. Best choice is salmon, tuna, and any fatty fish, which guards against macular degeneration. Our cosmic weather, Virgo moon making good aspects to Venus, Jupiter, and Pluto, along with Saturn. This gives us the ability to attract luck, love, money, and creative aspects. Luna facing Neptune, watch feelings of indifference. We are all feeling overburdened right now. Release those feelings and think positive thoughts. I shared on my Facebook page interesting interpretation by a different astrologer. It's not mine, but I agree with it, of Kamala Harris running for vice president. It's an interesting read, and it's an interesting astrological profile. Also, I posted some very strong affirmations and positive statements from Creflo Dollar, which is definitely worth listening to. I felt so much better after listening to them. See, we all need to hear the Word of God because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Our show today is based on setting and completing goals. And the key factor is success. And in Romans 14, verse 22, happy is the person who does not condemn themselves. Allow yourself to be happy in spite of what's in front of us. The horizontal view, as we call it in metaphysics. Achieving goals is a lot like faith. You need to believe in yourself. You need to envision yourself succeeding. This leads me to the root cause of all failure, unbelief. St. John chapter 16, verses 8 and 9. The Holy Spirit will convict the world of sin and righteousness. I used to think, oh Lord, the Holy Spirit's going to convict us of our wrongdoing. But that's not what this verse means. I realize sin is wrongdoing, but Jesus' words in verse 9, because they believe not on me. What is not believing? It's unbelief. Unbelief is the root cause of all sin. When you're tempted to sin, pause, look for unbelief. Same with accomplishing your goals. The spirit of unbelief is present when you don't believe you can accomplish your goal. You're not believing in yourself. So let's look at the book of Jonah, chapter 2, verse 8. In the Message translation, those who believe lie in vanities forsake their mercy. In the King James Version, they lose their loyalty. Lying vanities are the world's view of anything contrary to the Word of God. We are all in perilous times with a lot of deception going on. Predators on the internet everywhere. Everybody's trying to, you know, get money. It's a time of caution and corruption. We need to know God is for us and will protect us. If you believe that, you'll be protected. The enemy is constantly giving us symptoms, incidents, all to cause fear and doubt. Whatever is not of faith is unbelief. Unbelief, one of the most subtle weapons of our enemy. Unbelief is the root cause of all sin. Sin is a reaction to unbelief. Sin is reacting to unbelief. The thief wouldn't steal if he had faith and belief that God's provision would provide for him, for them. Philippians 4:19. The enemy tests us on these principles. He uses temptation. Temptation is pressure applied to your flesh or mental capacity. A lot of these processes are to instill fear. Ultimate fear is not believing what God promises will come to pass. What is that, folks? It's unbelief. Galatians 5:6, The root of all love is belief. Remember, it gets the darkest before the dawn, and the strongest oppression comes before your breakthrough. And we certainly are under that strong oppression right now. Stay in faith, proclaiming your victory in Jesus. 2020 is a year of declaration and decrees. Envision your goal, decree it, set a deadline, declare it, and above all, believe it. Okay, I'm going to start taking some calls right now. Heavenly Father, our Father God, give me your Holy Spirit through these images to know what needs to be known in Jesus' name. Okay, let's take our first call here. Hello, you're on the air.
Oh, my goodness. It's me, Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Oh,
I see you're going off social media.
Yeah, on and off, mostly off, because I don't want to be involved. Like you said, it's affecting us, and I don't want to be affected by it. I don't want to be judged by it. I don't want to be ridiculed by others. It's not their business. It's between me and God, not you. I'm taking people out of my life. I'm just moving forward. Just everything you said. I'm making a goal. I'm making a goal. October, my lease is up. I'm out of this state. I'm moving forward. I'm looking where I want to go because nobody's cared about me but me and God and, well, you, but, you know, those who I gave all my heart and my love and my soul to are bashing me.
Well,
so
that's it. People of like-minded Christians, we need to stick together.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so, oh, my grandson is driving me up a wall with this boy, but I'm going to talk to you privately. One of these days, get on Keen, I'll talk to you about it, but... Can I just get general? Okay?
Yeah,
please?
That's what I'm doing right now. I'm ahead of you. Okay, the first card says feeling forced, feeling very burdened, and feeling stuck, you know. But you're doing the right thing by in discontented, being discontented with everything. And, you know, there's massive people discontented right now, and rightly so. You need to connect with your spiritual side, and you need to start visualizing things. This is especially with that planetary aspect that I told you about today. We've been having a lot of those that if we will spend the time, like at night I try to clear all my chakras before I go to sleep, and then I try to go to sleep with a positive thoughts in mind, and you're going to see your desire. You are going to have stability, but it's developing now. You have a strong spiritual side. You just need to express it. You need to speak things into existence.
Mm-hmm.
God, Jesus gave us that power back, and we just get overwhelmed by what's in front of us, and we forget that we have the power to change it.
Okay.
Are you there?
I'm talking. I'm just listening for a change.
And it says you are going to reach stability. You're going to get what you wish. And you're dealing with a young man that has a lot of issues, and he definitely needs counseling. He needs someone other than you that is agreeing with you. I mean, saying the same things, but he needs someone that he seems to have no respect for his family.
Yeah, because my daughter got a place finally, and she is not letting my grandson come over because her boyfriend lives here, the one that doesn't pay the bills, who I got in his face about, and I don't care. He's next on my list. I'm going after that one's going to jail because I'm putting him away. I know what to do. It's just, you know, you take a man who beats you, abuses you, I don't need to go into it, Jen, I'm sorry, but put him over your own son and then get mad and not let me help him because, you understand, you know what's going on. And
goes with the territory. It goes with the territory.
Well, Jen, I feel bad for him. He's hurting and
I know,
she don't care. All she cares about is what it has to do with her. She's selfish.
Is your grandson going to school?
I just signed him up for adult school for this semester.
Okay, you need to talk to the school counselor. You need to go to mental health. You need to set up some counseling for him. He will have respect, and he'll start understanding what you've been trying to tell him. But he needs to hear it from somebody that he thinks has, you know, is professional, that he can look up to.
Mm-hmm.
And he really needs this very bad. I mean, he's lashing out.
I know.
And he's feeling, you know, rejected by his mother again, and so he's therefore angry. You know, he's angry.
Yeah.
And you need to into prayer, start decreeing things and speaking things over him, whether he's listening or not. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And just start demanding that spirit to get out of him, the spirit of addiction. And, you know, it'll work. It's working in my life. Instead of looking at the problem, talking about the problem, I started talking to the problem and saying, I'm not going to tolerate this. And so you need to just take a stand, but he definitely needs counseling. That's my best advice for you today.
Okay.
And you'll be in my prayers. And hopefully I'm going on Keene. I think school starts Monday, but we only have half days, but I'm going to try to get on. It may be a short period of time the first week, but then I think they're going to start full schedule the second week. Okay?
Okay. Now, the very last day of the month, my daughter goes to court for victim assistance for hitting me, right, in the head.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to be there, but I need it to be known. I need the court to take care of her because I'm leaving the state. You know what I'm saying?
I don't blame you. Yeah. I don't blame you one bit.
Mm-hmm.
You do need to make a change. And don't worry about that. I feel like they're going to make her do some programs like anger management or something, but she's not going to slide, okay?
Mental health, yeah. Okay, thank you. Love you. God bless you, everybody. Love you.
Yeah, God bless you too, honey. Hang in there.
Thank you.
Hello, you're on the air.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon.
I hope it doesn't get loud. We're in the middle of a storm, so there's been lightning and thunder.
Oh, dear. Yeah, I'm surrounded by fire. The only way out is straight up. But
yeah,
you know what?
I saw
on the news today after decreeing and declaring over these fires that we're getting a break tomorrow. So God is faithful. God is faithful.
Good. That's
we're
wonderful.
Just in perilous times, and we just have to lean on him.
Yes.
Okay.
Anything you have to tell me would be wonderful.
Well, I know you have birthday. You need your birthday reading, so get in touch with me for that. Like I said, I may be on short times next week. Thank God the kids are going back to school. They really need that interaction. And I got through homeschooling. I don't want to do it again. Okay. You're going to have to call on all your skills, especially when it comes to managing money. And sometimes when you don't have enough and then you all of a sudden have more than enough, it's easy to kind of, you know, go crazy. There is a lot of stress around all of us right now, and we need to lean more on God. You know, this coronavirus should bring us all together. Back in ancient times, the priests would come out with the big incense bowl, and people would gather. They would pray together, and the plague would leave. And I do see that it is subsiding all over the country. The numbers are going down finally. Deaths are going down. Way good. So I think we're going to get through this now. And whatever happens to it, we should learn from it. And I think what we learn from this is that we don't need to be divided. We need to think of other people. And you can see by how people responded to this that they don't think about somebody else. You know?
Yeah.
Like going ahead and going, you know, doing things that are risky.
Yes.
Getting angry. Yeah. So
I agree.
You have a big blessing coming up. It's going to make you really happy. You're going to be able to fix your house the way you want it. You might take a little vacation trip.
Okay.
So this money situation is imminent. It's in the present line, so it could be a nice birthday.
Ooh. That would be lovely.
Yeah, I know, huh? You change in Pentacle,
yeah.
And you change... when we change in Pentacle, our numerology number, our cycle changes. So, looks like you have a lot to look forward to. Keep up those good prayers. They're working.
Okay. God bless you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for participating. Okay.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
How you doing, Daisy? It's Kelly.
Hi.
Hi. I'm glad I caught you on the show today.
Yeah, me too. It's a long time no hear.
Yeah, so I know that it's smoky in your area. My friend in San Francisco
for sure.
Is popping all the
I'm
time.
I'm completely
so.
Surrounded by fire.
Yeah.
Like I said, the only way out is straight up. But, you know, I'm not worried.
Oh, well, you know, that could happen straight up anytime, you know. But
I agree with that, too.
You know.
What can I do for you today?
Well, I need to take a look at my job. My program manager is, she's really acting up. And I just I had to talk to the office about it. And I was, you know, just kind of wondering once I got done with the office if she, you know, understood and she's got her eyes wide open now because I told her some things that she probably didn't want to hear that's going on, you know.
She is very unhappy person and in some sort of bondage, whether that be health, finances, a man, or relationship, whatever, and she's just, you know, her expression is coming out on other people as a result, and she's very critical.
Yeah, well, that's not flying anymore, I don't think. And then also, I think this report that she's got to come up with, she's going to fail on, and it's going to get the company in trouble.
I got the card
again.
Of defeat. I got the card of being defeated. And that you've analyzed this correctly, and what your presentation was good to the office. So I think you're going to see a change.
Yeah. Okay.
Yay.
And then And so this other girl, she's now contacting me that you know works under. I mean, you're supposed to work along with us, but now she's kind of like, but then she called me the other day, and she says, do you realize that you don't have to have them do code e-code? And I was like, yeah, I realize that. That's what our precious guidelines say. But then when the government has their own guidelines, you have to go by those too. And I said,
no kidding.
They specify you have to do it. So I was just after I got done talking with this person, her name's Tammy, I was just kind of wondering if you can see what she thought of me, if you think I know what I'm talking about now.
Okay.
Because I kind of caught her off guard so with the guideline thing. The industry guidelines is not the only guidelines we have to go by.
Okay, the first card says, again, there's going to be a change from this strife. That's good. That's a follow-up from the first run. You kind of opened her eyes to some things, and I think she changed her perception of you.
Good.
And there is a resolution. Good. The last card is resolution. And, you know, she's given you credit for skill and intelligence.
Good. About time.
Yeah.
Because the other one, she's trying to run me underneath the bus. She got another.
Oh,
that's what I want to know. the facility had put in a complaint about me, about my audit the month before, said I was mean. And I was like, wait a minute, where in the hell is this coming from? Because everything I quote comes from a guideline, you know. And but it's, you know, it's different whenever the group, when they have their meetings, that they get crappy and everything. But see, I don't sit in on that, so I don't hear about it. But anyway, and so I was wanting to know if this audit that I just did, if the NCFs are going to be pleased with it, or something going to bounce back.
I got a personal success. Seeing that you really do have this, there's been so much negative energy, you know. Yeah, I know. It doesn't matter, you know, somebody's always going to be the little root problem.
I told them when they hired her, I said, you're going to have trouble. And nobody listened to me.
And well, now they're seeing that you're right.
It's a perception thing. And I'm just like, well, how many times you need to be wrote up before you see it as not a perception thing, you know?
Yeah. But I do have a change. I know. I do have a change, and I actually think you will see a big relief now. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Right.
I really appreciate it.
You will.
Hope,
you're welcome.
I'll
be on Keene, but it might be short hours this next week because they're only going to go half days. But I hope to hear from you. God bless.
Yeah, maybe I can catch you. I'll try to keep an eye out, but, you know, you just never know. I mean, around here, and then, you know how it is around your house. You're on fire right now. Next,
oh, no, I say it every day. I make plans, but I never plan the results. Kids can throw you right, you know, a curveball real fast.
Well,
okay,
know,
well, God bless you, and thank
you
for participating.
Might be under snow. Okay.
Okay. Bye.
All right, take care.
You know, we are all destined to succeed. God wants us to become more than what we are. One thing we must know and recognize, especially right now, the power of our words. God spoke our worlds into existence. Let there be light. He saw darkness, but he spoke light. In the beginning, when God breathed life into Adam, our English translations say that man became a living being in Genesis 2, verse 7. But ancient biblical before the translation says man became a speaking being. Adam spoke and named all the animals. This is a different perspective of our being created in God's image. John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. God inspired the Word, which is our Bible. And I realize in past times, and this is something I'm going to cover on the next show, how it's been manipulated. I will reveal more on this subject, but right now, in the Word, God's power was revealed in his speech. Our power is revealed and manifested in our speech, especially speaking God's Word over our life. Remember in Proverbs, life and death is in the power of the tongue. Put a guard on your mouth and speak blessings instead of cursings. We thank you, Father God, for making us in your image and giving us power in our words. We pray today with your Holy Spirit to help us guard our mouths to speak more about the Word and the words of Christ, which are spirit and life, to take back our authority and decree and declare better futures for ourselves. In the name of Jesus, Yeshua, the Messiah. Amen. Okay, let's take some more calls here. Okay. Okay. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Daisy. It's Vicki. How are you?
I'm good.
Ah,
I really am good today.
I'm good. I'm glad.
Uh-huh, me too.
Well, let's see. We can talk about a friend of mine.
Okay.
Milton. See what's going on with him today. I'll put you on
Mr.
mute.
Mr. M?
I'm outside. Mr. M.
Are we Mr. M, okay.
Yep.
I feel like Mr. M is the man.
We'll see.
Especially after that picture. You know, picture is worth 1,000 words. It shows a person's aura, and especially I could see both of your eyes. And the eye is the light of the soul. So, well, he's still, you know, he wants to recover things that he thinks he shoulda, coulda, woulda, that he shoulda done. And there should be some action from him. And I'm going to say between 8 and 10 days or less. And he's just really been, you know, replaying everything. And an offer. I had that before, an offer to get together again. And I just, the last card I have on this is stability, a stable relationship. Both of you have the same desires. You both had your toes stubbed in life, and you don't want to walk that path of failure anymore. You're ready to enjoy, you know. You don't want to be alone. Neither one of you want to be alone. You can be alone. You both have the power to be alone. But it just felt so good having somebody that you could just sit down and talk about things and get good interaction. You have a really good communication. So there is action coming up in another trip.
Okay, okay. I still, oh Lord, here we go with the sirens. You know, I live downtown Chicago. Here we go.
I know.
No.
I hear the sirens already.
Every time I get on the phone.
Yeah, poor, you know, Chicago is definitely a hot spot for violence right now.
It will drive you insane.
So it's making us make good decisions. And, you know, I'm not a Democrat nor am I a Republican. I'm a Bible cat. But I have to say that each of these really hot spots are all Democratic-run cities. So what is that telling us? You know, we need to observe things, you know. And I just pray to God the right person get in according to God's will in this election. And, you know, I've always looked at both sides of the coin. But I have to look at this. And not at one point have they discussed anything about this violence that needs to be stopped.
Nope. But I you know, my feeling is Trump gets back in there, it will start day one. He's just holding back. I don't blame him, though. Let this stuff play out. And one other thing. So I got some intel. Kamala is technically not black. So FYI.
She's not?
Nope.
Well, if anybody would know, that would be you.
Yep, and I've done some research on it. I'll have to talk to you about that offline.
Okay.
Did some extensive research.
That interesting? I know she's
and
Jamaican.
She's coming off. Well, she's coming off as if she's, trying to be all cool, and then they caught her in some lies. It's hilarious. I have to tell you. Put it offline.
Okay. Well, I thank you for participating with us today, and I really think you're onto something good. So don't discount it.
I just know he's a little bit depressed.
I want you
to
focus. Just like I said, when temptation comes to us, we need to pause and look for the unbelief.
Okay.
Am I worried about money? And that means I'm not accepting Philippians 4:19. Am I worried about? Worry is the opposite of faith. And this is, communication is the biggest factor in any relationship, and you have it with this one. And, I mean, you've never been able to sit down and talk to anybody like this.
Right, for 3 straight days, nonstop conversation, nonstop talking, nonstop laughing, and it's rare to find. And, you know, I would hope people would just,
well, you
got to,
and that's
people.
Wonderful. I mean, how long can anybody stay in the bedroom? You need that kind of interaction for a very stable relationship.
You do. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. And I, you know, I hope for good things with him, but we'll see, you know. We will
okay.
see. But I'm going to let him iron everything out.
I feel
out,
real
so.
Good about it, and I thank you for participating with Spiritual Perception, and thank you for your prayers.
All right. Thank you, Daisy. I'll talk soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Let's take another call here. Hello. You're on the air.
You threw it all in the back of the car. The only thing on George Palomares' mind was to hide the evidence.
Hello?
Daddy, George returns home in time to put his daughter to bed.
Police are asking for your help in trying to locate a 40-year-old Silver Spring man named George Palomares. Detectives are warning that Palomares might be armed and dangerous and are asking the public to immediately contact them with any information on his whereabouts.
Now, whatever this problem is, Lord, I come in agreement with this person that to be resolved by your mighty hand in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Dee.
Hi.
It's always so lovely listening to your voice and your prayers. They're so comforting.
Good. Good. What can I do
so
for you today?
As you know, I've had some, you know, some pretty bad luck in my love life, but I have met someone. We went on a date a few weeks ago,
Yay.
But circumstances are keeping us apart, but, you know, he did reach out today and said, hey, I still hope to see you soon. I hope, you know, it hasn't been too much time, and I really do like him. So I guess I just wanted to know.
Did we see him coming?
Go.
I think we did.
I think you did too, and I was kind of
yeah,
in
I do too. I mean, I don't remember things until you come back into my
yeah,
spiritual
you
space,
did say
and
you're
then
meet,
the angels assist
did.
Me and say, yeah. The first
the
card
time.
Says healthy relationship. Yay! The
yeah,
very first card says
really...
health.
Okay.
There's some. There is some stress here that's keeping you apart. But you know what? You need to start, and I got a healthy relationship, a stable relationship, and some kind of breakthrough coming. Looks like the 1st of September, which is not that far off.
Mm-hmm.
Both of you are analyzing how you feel about this. The only disillusion I see is the problems that are keeping you part. But you need to have courage and get through this battle. And he feels intuitively that you are right for him. Yay.
Yeah, I feel like I know, Daisy, as you know, it's been so rough for me and I'm really excited, you know, as I mentioned, the time in between makes me doubt our connection, but then I remember, like, no, we had a really good connection. We do have a really good connection.
You do. I am happy to see this, and I don't want you to, I want you to have confidence about it. You know, first, the enemy of our souls doesn't want us to be happy and will always put obstacles in the way. It's just part of it. But we need to, especially now, I mean, even if you look from a national level, we've got the plague of the coronavirus. We've got economic distress. These are the things that the enemy is coming at us with. But you know what? We need to start believing as Christians and believers in the Lord that we're going to master this and we're going to get through this. And actually, like I said, that virus is subsiding and it's going to continue to subside.
Good.
Amen.
Good. Amen.
And
thank you.
Whatever these obstacles are, you're going to get through them and stay in communication. You know, I'm glad he reached out to you and, you know, you reach out to him.
I have, yeah. Not
keep
much.
That,
you know.
Keep that.
I don't
want to
be
that
too
real
persistent.
Sparkle going on.
I will.
And it is
I
real
will.
Sparkle, too. Good
thank
energy.
You.
I'm glad to see this for you. God bless.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you too, Daisy.
And thank you for participating. Okay.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Okay. In closing today, I want you to remember Psalm 139, verse 14, that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Ephesians 1:3, that we are blessed with all spiritual blessings. Revelations 12:11, we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Get that in your spirit, the word of our testimony. Remember that what we speak will help us overcome. Lord Jesus, help us to overcome and be productive in all areas of our lives. And until next time, I don't want you to miss the next show. It's going to be a time of prophecy and understanding of present times. And I want to speak to you a little bit about all the fear that's been instilled in us in the news and actually trying to make us afraid. Fear is the root cause for every negative thing that can happen in our lives. And if we give in to it, it manifests, just like when we use the energy to manifest something good. We need to do that. We're afraid of failing. We're afraid of being alone or rejected, afraid of running out of money, afraid that people will let us down, afraid that we won't find the right person or a job, and the list just goes on and on. All fear is rooted in the core belief that God won't work, that his promises won't come true. The fear of not having enough is rooted in the fear that Philippians 4:19 is not true. And we know that God will supply all of our needs. And meditate on that one if you need money. Consider God's track record. Like, for instance, in 1 Kings 8:56 says, thanks be to the Lord, he has given us rest. And we need to enter into his rest. And entering into rest means there's no worry there. We refuse to worry. Accept the truth that when fear comes upon us, Job feared that his children would curse God, and that's exactly what happened. He gave enough energy to it, and it happened. When you realize that fear has the power to produce negative results, you'll quit playing with it. Perfect love casts out fear. Remember that there's a promise from God's word for every need you will ever experience. In fact, there are 7,000 promises in the Bible. That's 7,000 solutions to problems. Pause and think about God's word. In Psalm 23, verse 4, it says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. And God's word is true whether we feel it or not. He has kept all of his promises, and God has never failed. Fear leaves us because we can rely on something that can't fail. Just remember that. God bless you, and I will be in touch. Don't miss the next show. It's really going to be a lot of revelation. God bless. Until next time. Bye.